Survivors of the earthquake are dealing with trauma that goes deeper than broken bones and other physical wounds. Cairo's Tim Hake reports live. Adults and children alike need treatment for emotional scars.
In early 2005, University of Washington psychology professor Randy Kies traveled to Indonesia to help survivors of the earthquake and tsunami there that killed hundreds of thousands of people.
Many were children, children who were having, classic kinds of early post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms, difficulty sleeping, beginning to wet the bed, stopping talking, or having trouble being around water. Even a glass of water or a bathtub of water would scare them.
And you can imagine how a child in Haiti might react to a rumbling truck or something like that. Kies concedes that physical wounds are the first priority, but he warns that adults in Haiti are also dealing with overwhelming guilt.
Equally important is, I think, is early intervention with the psychological trauma. And so they almost need to go hand in hand. And so, at this point, it's certainly not too early, and something which I, hopefully is already being dealt with in the Haiti situation.
Live in the news center, Tim Hake, News Talk 97.3, Cairo FM.
Cairo News Time 6:34.